Star Wars 7x7 episode 3420. This is the last of the four in the mini-series of continuing looks at the Return of the Jedi from a certain point of view short story collection we're doing. It's called The Last Flight by Allie Hazelwood, and this one is officially my favorite of the four that we are reviewing over this last little series. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Boyvat, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, as I've been going through these Return of the Jedi short stories in the From a Certain Point of View collection, one of the things I've been looking at is whether the story takes place mostly within the bounds of Return of the Jedi versus whether it doesn't. This is another one of those cases where it doesn't. Most of the brunt of the story takes place outside the bounds of Return of the Jedi. However, there is also something else to consider from these stories. It's the question of whether reading the story and then going to watch Return of the Jedi would deepen your experience of the movie. We have had a couple of cases where we've talked about that, particularly the story with Moff Gerard, for example, where we find out how painful it is for him to figure out how to get the station operational on time. Like, that's one great example. I think this one could qualify as another example, even though it's not really on the same scale. This is called The Last Flight, and it features Red 3, who took on Biggs Darklighter's call sign, although Biggs isn't mentioned in the story, unfortunately. But this character, Sila Kot, we basically get her backstory and then get a sort of short happy life of Francis McComber moment, if you will. Basically, there have been particular tragedies in this pilot's life when the Imperial Research Station that was on her planet had some sort of malfunction with a laser and gases and whatnot and ended up destroying her family's freighter with her father and with her three brothers on board, basically making her an orphan. There's a girl who, as a girl, our hero pilot just couldn't stand, and it turned out that she had a crush on her. And later in life, as young women, they ended up getting together, except that this other woman had a job at the Imperial Research Station and was going to go back to that job, even though that job had been the thing that caused the death of our hero's brothers and father. And so that created a rift in basically the only love life that we saw for this pilot. And eventually this pilot ended up joining the rebellion. And it was heartbreaking for the pilot, Sila Kot, if I haven't named her yet. And it was also heartbreaking for the woman that she left behind that worked at the Imperial Research Station. And yes, we're in spoiler territory here. It turned out that this woman was so affected that she became an informant for the rebellion and ended up sabotaging the Imperial Research Station. But she died in the act of doing so. Lanti is her name. And so the story that takes place during the part of Return of the Jedi is this pilot, Sila Kot, who had joined up in the rebellion after, you know, leaving that whole situation. And she's at the Battle of Endor, having just found out that Lanti died in the destruction of the Imperial Research Station, and basically at that point has nothing left to live for and meets a tragic end in the Battle of Endor. And, you know, I've said on the podcast before, I'm a sucker for love stories. This one was another beautiful love story, but also a very tragic one, and kind of caught me off guard in that way. And so, yeah, I actually found myself welling up as I was reading this story. It's a really beautiful one. So, yeah, out of, you know, a good set of stories with the four recent ones that we've been talking about here on the podcast, yeah, it was a close call, but this one happens to be my favorite read of the four. It's called The Last Flight, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.